Gemara in Chulin on Daf Tzadi Zayin says, Amar Rabbanan B'Taima, V'Amar Rabbanan B'Kfeila, V'Amar Rabbanan B'Shishin. There are three basic principles that Chazal set forth. Sometimes we rely on the tasting of the Yisrael, to taste the tarovas, taste the mixture, to determine if there's Isser inside of it, a significant amount of Isser. Sometimes we rely on a Kfeila, on a chef, a non-Jewish chef, a non-Jewish cook, to taste the tarovas, to see if there's Isser inside of it. And sometimes we just rely on shishim, that we have 60 times in the heter keneged the iser, and in such a case we'll be matir that mixture. What are the different cases? So the Gemara continues and says that mimbashen amino the hetera, if you have a case of mimbashen amino, a tarelvis iser the heter of two different types of items, but it's heter, like truma, let's say, that a kohen is allowed to eat, so then the kohen can taste it, that's betaima, even a yisrael, a kohen can taste it, and then if there isn't if there isn't the taste of truma in that tarovis, so then the Yisrael is going to be allowed to eat that. The whole chumrah by truma to require mea, that's only by min b'mino, not by min b'shein amino. So in a tarovis of min b'shein amino, the kohen can taste it, and if there's no taste of truma in there, then the Yisrael can eat it as well. The surah, if we're talking about a taste of iser, so no one can taste it, no Jew is allowed to taste it, so then b'kfeila, then Chazal said that we can rely on the kfeil, on the kfeil arma, the non-Jewish cook, he can taste the terevis for us. Min b'mino d'lekla mekem ataima, inami min b'shein amino d'isav, leka kfeila b'shishin. And a case of min b'mino where there's no tam, you can't taste the tam of iser because the tam of heter is exactly the same as the iser. Or a case of min b'shein amino where you could taste the tam of iser, but you don't have a kfeila, so you can't rely on someone tasting the mixture. So then Chazal said that we rely on shishim, we assume that if you have 60 times heter keneged the iser, then there is no taste of iser in that tarovis, and it's mutter to eat that tarovis. These are the three principles that Chazal set forth. So let's take a few moments today and talk about this idea of timas kfeila. We spoke a little bit last time about shishim, the case of taima, where we can rely on the Jew to taste the tarovis. It's pretty simple, it's pretty straightforward. Let's talk about the middle situation, that we're going to rely on the kfeila arma, on the non-Jewish chef. There's a prima godin in Simon Sariches on the Shach and Siv Kodin Dalid. Prima godin lists four different shitos. When exactly do we rely on timas kfeila? When do we rely on this timas kfeila, and when do Chachamim say that we can't rely on the kfeila? Rashi and Daft Sariches and Aleph and Chulin writes that timas kfeila is a chumr. Timas kfeila is a chumr. That if you have the kfeila, if the kfeila is there, you have to have the kfeila taste the tarovas, even if you know that there's shishin. Even if you know that there are 60 times the heter keneged the iser, if you have the kfeila arma in front of you, he has to taste the tarovas. If you don't have the kfeila, so then we rely on shishin. That's the third klal of the Gemara. If the kfeila is there, Rashi holds, even if you know that you have shishin, you still need the kfeila to taste the tarovas. Rashi also says that if you don't have shishim, timas kfeila is not going to help you. Namely, according to Rashi, you need both. You need both timas kfeila and shishim. The only time that you don't need both is if the kfeila is not there. If you don't have a goyish shef there, obviously, you know, he can't taste anything. So you might think, well, so it can't be eaten. No, the third principle of the Gemara is that shishim is sufficient if you don't have a kfeila. But if you do have a kfeila, Rashi holds that even if you have shishim, even if you know that you have shishim, you still require timas kfeila. You need the non-Jew to taste the tarovas to make sure that there is no taste of iser. Even though we assume that if you have shishim beheter keneged the iser, there won't be a taste of iser in the heter. Doesn't matter. Chazal with mesakein that you need the timas kfeila even if you know that you have shishim. Some of the Rishonim point out that this sheet of Rashi is very difficult. The Rosh and the Ran both ask on Rashi, the Lashon of the Gemara, a little bit earlier on that Sadi Zayin, is Samchinan at Timas Kfeila. Samchinan, that we can rely on Timas Kfeila. Sounds like Timas Kfeila is a Kula. According to Rashi, it's a Chumrah. That even if you have Shishim, you still need Timas Kfeila. How does Rashi work well with the Lashon of the Gemara? It's like a Kasha against Rashi. But this Kasha brought the Rosh and Tosfos to disagree. They both claim that Timas Kfeila is like a Kula. That if you have shishim, you don't need timas kfeila. Even if the kfeila is lefoneinu, so what? You don't have to ask the kfeila to taste the tarovas at all. You can rely on shishim. The only time that we use timas kfeila is if you don't know that there's shishim. You don't know that there's shishim, so you're not going to be able to eat this tarovas. So then we can rely on timas kfeila in order to be matir the eating of the tarovas. So the question is, where did Rashi come off to say that timas kfeila is a chumrah? Even if I have shishim, I need timas kfeila. Why should I need timas kfeila even if I have shishim? Better yet, why should I need shishim even if there is timas kfeila? Rashi goes both ways. Rashi assumes that I need shishim even if I have timas kfeila, because timas kfeila is not a kula. According to those in the Rashi, once I have timas kfeila, I don't need shishim. Rashi holds that even with timas kfeila, I still need shishim. So why should I need shishim if I have timas kfeila? I know that there's no tam iser in the tarovas. Why should I need shishim? What's the answer? The Rav said this is based on the old yisod. I think someone mentioned this last time, right? The Rav said that this Rashi is working in tandem with the Rashba about Salek, with the Ramah that Azlina Basar Shmoy, and with some other Rishonim. Rashi apparently assumes that the Shir Shishim is not just to remove the Tam Isser in the Taroves, but it's a Din Bittel Barov. That in the Taroves of Mimbashen Amino, you need a stronger rope to be Mevatel the Isser. The combination of Mimbashen Amino, Lach Balach, makes the Isser more Choshev. And because the Isser is more Choshev, it can't be Misbatel Minatorah with a simple rope. You need a stronger rope. So that's exactly what the Rashi is saying. Even if I have Timas Kfeila, and I know for sure there's no Tam Isser in this Taroves, I still need shishim, because since this is a tarovus of mimbashen amino lach balach, the iser is more chashuv. A regular rov of chad betray, a simple majority, is not enough. I still need a stronger majority. I need shishim in a Torah. So that's exactly why Rashi holds that you need the shishim even if there is a timas kfeila. For the same reason, Rashi says in the same Rashi, right, in the same piece, Rashi also claims that even by a tarovus of min b'mino, the lekel amega mataima, you still need shishim, Rashi holds. On a daraisa level. Minatorah, you'll need shishim even by min bimino. Well, what kind of an idea is that? The tam la'isser is not going to be nirgash in the heter. Why should Rashi say that you need shishim minatorah by min bimino? It's the same point. Rashi holds that by a taroves of... this is a little tricky. This is not a taroves min b'shen omino, but Rashi apparently holds that by a taroves of lach balach, by a tarovus of lach balach, whenever the tam is entering into the heter, Rashi says even more than the rov, right? Not just by a tarovus of mimushen amino, but by any tarovus of lach balach where there's a liquid transfer between the iser and the heter, minatorah, you're going to need shishim. Bittel barov is not right. It's not enough just to have a bittel barov of chad betray, but you'll actually need a shishim minatorah. A big chiddush. This second point is gora chiddush, because it's much more than what the rov had said. The Rav had said that in a tarovus of mimbashen omino, you need a stronger rov to be mevatel v'yisra. Rashi seems to be saying that on a daraisa level, even by mimbamino, you'll need shishim against rov rishon. Rov rishonim assumed by mimbamino, shishim is just the chumer d'rabbanim. So Rashi is really going very far with this shishim. And he holds minatorah, you need shishim to be mevatel v'yisra in any case of lach balach. It's pilei ploim, it's a big chiddush. But the beginning of an understanding, you can begin to arrive at an understanding of Rashi if you take the Rav's approach that shisha might not just be to remove the tam ha'isser and the tarovas, but rather to be mevatel the isser with a stronger kind of rov. The problem is that doesn't finish the job with the Rashi, because Rashi is machmer on the other end as well, right? Rashi holds that even if you have shishim, you'll still need timas kfeila. What does that mean? If shishim is a din bittel barov, so once I have my bittel barov, I have my stronger rov, why should I need timas kfeila? So apparently Rashi holds tzvei dinim. That's what I mentioned last week when I said Reb Chaim in his Sefer on the Rambam, in Hilchos Trumas, he seems to assume that shishim is both halachas, both a din bittel, a stronger din bittel barov, not just bittel of chad betray, but a bittel b'shishim, but that's me din bittel barov. And also it's to be masalik the tam ha'is to be metzias. So Rashi apparently holds both approaches. That's why he's machmir to assume you need shishim even with timas kfeila, even though you know that there's no tamis, you still need shishim midin bittel barov. But on the other hand, he's also machmir to assume that even if you have shishim, you have the din bittel, you'll still need timas kfeila. Why? But isn't shishim removing the tam ha'isser? So apparently it's not clear that the shishim is going to remove the tam ha'isser. We assume like that. But Rashi apparently claims, he maintains that if the kfeila is here, we should be mevarer that the tam ha'isser is not here. So even if I have shishim, and the chachamim were willing to assume that with shishim we can claim that the tam ha'isser is batel, that it doesn't really exist, that's only if you don't have a kfeila. But if you have a kfeila, if you can't be mevarer, then there really is a chiyuv to be mevarer, because we have to make sure that the tam ha'isser is completely gone. But that second part of Rashi obviously only makes sense if we assume that shishim is also to remove the tam ha'isser. It's not just a din bittel. So maybe that's why Timas Kfeila will exist. There will be this Chumra of Timas Kfeila, even if you do have Shishim, because we still have to remove the Tam Ha'issa. It's not enough just to be Mevatlit with the glorified Bittul Barov of Shishim. What do Tosis and the Rush hold? Tosis and the Rush obviously argue, and they claim that Shishim is only a din of Silat Tam Ha'issa B'Metzius, removing the Tam Ha'issa, and that's why they claim if you have Shishim and the Tam Ha'issa is gone, forget about the Kfeila. And if you don't have shishim, then you can rely on the kfeila. You don't need shishim. Well, you need shishim if the kfeila tells you there's no tam. Rashi says you do need shishim because shishim is a din bittul. The Tosa and the Rosh hold shishim is not a din bittul. It's only to remove the tam ha'isser b'metzius. So once I have timas kfeila and the kfeila told me that there is no tam ha'isser in the tarobis, then there's no need to have the shishim. These are the first two shitas about timas kfeila. The Prima Godim then quotes a third sheet, the Ramban in Chulin and that Sariches. He splits between a case in which you only have Tam or Isser, you only have the Plaitas have Tam, and a case in which the Gufa Isser is Nimoach, it's dissolved in the Heter. Ramban says that if the Gufa Isser is Nimoach, we talked about whether that's Taimo Mamosho, is that Taimo Veloma Mosho, Homachlokis Rishonim, Rashi and the Ramam and the Ran, right? So the Ramban says that if the Gufa Isser is Nimoah, then we're not going to rely on Timas Kfeila if you have less than Shishim. If you have Shishim, you're fine, but if you don't have Shishim, we're not going to rely on Timas Kfeila. The only time that we're going to rely on Timas Kfeila, the Pachos Mishishim, meaning we'll assume that Timas Kfeila works even Lekula, Zok the Ramban, that's only if you only have Tam, Pleitas HaTam, just the taste. But the Gufa Isser has not dissolved in the Heta. If you have the Gufa Isser that's dissolved in the Heter, then the Ramban says we can't rely on Timas Kfeila Lekula. But if you don't have the Gufa Isser dissolved in the Heter, then you can rely on Timas Kfeila Lekula. What's the Ramban saying? What's Pshat in the Ramban? So the Chor, what you could say, the Chavis Das seems to allude to something like this. The Chavis Das and Simon Tzadiches of Cotton Bays. What you could say is maybe the Ramban distinguishes in the Chakira of the Rav between a case where the Gufa Isser is in the Moach and a case in which the Gufa Isser is not in the Heter. If you have the Gufa Isser in the Heter, so then you need a din bittul. If you have the gufa issa there, then you have to be mevatel that issa. Not only is it necessary to be mevatel the issa barov, but you need a stronger rov. So if you need a stronger rov, you need bittul b'shishim, then you're not going to rely on timas kfeila. The Ramban might hold that if the gufa issa is nimoach in the heter, then you need shishim. You need a bittul. You need a din bittul to be mevatel that issa, because the gufa issa is there. Aye, but it's not ben, it's only Nimoach, okay, but it's still Nimoach, but the Gufa Isser is there. So once the Gufa, as long as the Gufa Isser is there, then you need the Din Bittul. The Ramban is willing to concede the point that if you only have the Plata Satam, then you don't need the glorified Din Bittul. Then it's enough to remove the Tam Ha'issa B'Metzius, and that's why the Ramban assumes that Timas Kfeila will work Lekula, even if you don't have Shishim, as long as you don't have the Gufa Isser there. If you have the Gufa Isser there, even if it's Nimoach, the Ramban assumes that you need a Din Bittul. So you need a shishim. But if you don't have the gufa issa there, if you only have platas tam, the Ramban is willing to concede that maybe silat tam issa b'metzius is enough. And if that's the case, then as long as you have timas kfeila to determine, to ascertain that there is no tam ha'issa in the tarobes, that should be enough, even if you don't have shishim. The Rambam is the fourth shita. The Rambam holds that timas kfeila is a chumra. Chumra? How's it a chumra? The Rambam, first of all, says that that if the kfeila is there, so then he has to be towing the tarobas. Even if you have shishim, you have to get him to be towing. He has to be towing this tarobas. That's obviously a chumrah. The Rambam, is willing to concede that if you don't have a kfeila, obviously we can rely on shishim. That's dafa gemara, right? If the kfeila is not there, we can rely on shishim. But what happens if you have shishim? So the Rambam says, even if you have shishim, but you also have the kfeila, then you need the kfeila to be towed in that tarobas. Even if you have shishim. And of course, if you don't have shishim, then the Rambam will say, What is the Rambam saying? The Rambam holds the timas kfeila. I'm not sure if I said this right. The Rambam says that timas kfeila is both a kula and a chumra. He's willing to rely on Timas Kfeila if you don't have Shishim, but he holds that if you do have the Kfeila there, even if you have Shishim, you still need the Kfeila. This is the Rabbi Menuchas Macholos Asuras Perek Hezvav Halacha Chof Tes Talamin. The Rabbi emphasizes a lot. He doesn't mention the word Shishim. So some of the Achronim are Medayik from the Rambam that you see it's not a din Shishim. Beno Sintam, Beno Sintam, Beno Sintam. It constantly says Beno Sintam. Sounds like you need the kfeila. If the kfeila is there, even if you have shishim, it's not going to help you. That's where the Rambam holds the kfeila is a chumra. That even if you have shishim, you still need the kfeila. But the Rambam is mekel also. The Rambam is willing to use timas kfeila lakula if you don't have shishim, but you still have timas kfeila, that's fine. The Rambam is a real timas kfeila man. Meaning he says you need the timas kfeila if he's there, and you can also rely on the timas kfeila even if you don't have shishim. So he's mekel for timas kfeila, but he's also machmer that you need timas kfeila. As opposed to Rashi that we mentioned at the outset, Rashi is machmer. He says timas kfeila is a chumra. That if you have the kfeila, you need the kfeila to be toim. And if you don't have shishim, the kfeila is not going to help you. The Rambam holds that timas kfeila can work lakula, but it's also lachumra. It works lakula that if you don't have shishim, the kfeila will help you. But it's also lachumra that if you do have the kfeila, even if you also have shishim, you still need the kfeila. So these are the four shitas that the Prima Gadim points out. Rashi holds timas kfeila as a chumra, exclusively a chumra, that without shishim, the kfeila is not going to help you. Even if you have shishim, you'll still need timas kfeila. Tosis and the Rush assume that timas kfeila is only a kula, that it helps you if you don't have shishim. If you have shishim, forget the timas kfeila. The Ramban distinguishes between a case in which the gufa yisur is nimoach. There you will need shishim even with the kfeila. But if you only have pleitas atam, then timas kfeila will be a kula. It'll work even if you don't have shishim. And the Rambam holds a multi-level pshat, if you will, right? Timas kfeila is both a kula and a chumra. It'll help you without shishim, but if he is there, then you need timas kfeila even if you do have shishim. From the lashon of the Gemara, kfeila, amar rabbanon b'kfeila. Sounds like you dafka need a kfeila. You can rely on a non-Jew, but the non-Jew has to be a chef. The question is that dafka? Is that lashon kfeila dafka, or is it lav dafka? Can a stam guy also work? A guy who's not a chef, he's not an experienced cook. And if you assume that the lashon kfeila is dafka, why taka does a stam guy not work? Or maybe we should flip the question on its head. How can the kfeila work? Even if he is a kfeila, so what that he's a kfeila? But why should he be neman? A stam guy we assume is choshe l'shaker. Even a kfeila we assume perhaps is choshe l'shaker. And the Mishnah b'charis on daf lamed says a choshe al adover lo dono v'lo meido. Someone who's choshe on something can't say testimony. He can't tell us anything about the item. So is kfeila dafka or not? Then why should anyone be neman? Why should the stam guy be neman? Why should the kfeila be neman? They're both non-Jews. The fact that the Chachamim were willing to trust the Yisrael to be Torah, because he's a Yisrael, but how could the Chachamim be willing to trust the guy to taste the Tavshil? So here too, there's a list of Shitas in the Rishon. There are four Shitas in the Rishon about this as well. Rashi and Chulin and Daftzadi Zayin Amad Aleph, as well as the Rush there, they both seem to hold that Kfeila is Dafka. Rashi says, Nachtom Akum. Litame Kfeila, Nachtom Akum. He's explaining what the word kfeila means, but the achronim, the taz, at the end of Sifkot and Beis, it's an interesting taz. The taz ends, there's a two dots, but there's a little bit of an addition to the taz. In the old Shulchan Aruch, this addition is on the next page. So if you finish Sifkot and Beis, you wouldn't realize that it actually continues the next page. In the new Shulchan Aruch, so it's on the same line, whatever, it's not, they do it differently. They sort of boldface it, so you realize it's in the same piece. But it is part of the same piece. So the Taz at the end of Sivkot and Beis explains that he thinks the Pashup Shan and Rashi and the Rush is that they hold you need both. You do need a kfeila. Rashi is not just defining what the word kfeila is, that he's nachtom akum, but rather you need the kfeila. But the reason why it works, according to Rashi, Ashmuina the mutalis machalov lefitumo velo yodiyu shetzichen lo v'dvar iser v'heter. Rashi introduces the concept of mesiach lefitumo. You need both, claims the Taz, according to Rashi and the Rosh. You need both a kfeila, both an expert, and the fact that he's only being Mesiach Lefitumo, he's telling us a story, but he doesn't realize that we need him to tell us whether this Tarovis is kosher or not. This is one sheet that Rashi and the Rosh says. You need two things here. You need Timas Kfeila, literally the kfeila, but you also need Mesiach Lefitumo, then you shouldn't know that we're relying on him. The Rambam, in Ilchos Macholos Asuros, there in Perak Tesvav, Halacha Lamed, the Rambam seems to take the exact opposite shita of Rashi and the Rosh. This is what the Beis Yosef is medayak on page Reish Mem Vav in the new tours. Beis Yosef is medayak from the Rambam that he holds that kfeila is lav dafka. That's just stam the case. Kfeila is lav dafka. Even a stam goy works. Urcha de milsa naka, he says. That's normal. You know, you get the kfeila to taste the item. He'll be able to figure out what the taste is like. Or, inami, if you could say, the reason why the Gemara calls him a kfeila, even though you don't really need a kfeila, it's enough to have a stam akum, is because anyone who's toying a tamshil is doing a ma'isik feila. Briskip shot in the Beis Yosef, right? Anyone who tastes the tamshil is like a ma'isik feila. So even though he's not really a kfeila, we call him a kfeila. He's not really a kfeila. Okay, whatever. Whatever the answer is, the Rambam clearly holds you don't need a kfeila. A stam goy is also enough. But the Rambam also says, or he implies, that you don't need mesiach lefi tuma. He doesn't mention mesiach lefi tuma. He says you get the non-Jew to be torn the tavshil, and that's fine. It sounds in the Rambam that you don't even need mesiach lefi tuma. That's mamish pilei ploy. That's a big, big chiddush. The Rambam holds that even a stam goy is enough, and you don't even need mesiach lefi tuma. So the way that the Beis Yosef understands the Rambam, that he denies both elements, the Rambam is exactly the opposite of Rashi and the Rush. Rashi and the Rush require both, and the Rambam requires neither. The Rashbah is like somewhat of a middle shita. The Rashbah is a third shita. The Rashbah in the Torah Sabai is quoted by the Beis Yosef. The Rashbah says that you don't need kfeila, dafka kfeila, and he brings two rayas. The Rashbah says it's impossible that you need dafka kfeila, because the Gemara doesn't mention kfeila in the first bava, right? But taima. When it talks about the Yisrael being towing the Tavshil by Truma, where the Yisrael is allowed to be towing, it doesn't say Yisrael Kfeila, it doesn't say Kfeila B'taima, Yisrael Kfeila, whatever, right? That you should realize you're not talking about a non-Jew. Zok the Rashba, don't you see from that that you don't need a Kfeila for Te'ima? If the Kohen can be towing it even though he's not a Kfeila, why should I need a Kfeila if the non-Jew is being towing? What's the difference? That's the first point, the first Raya of the Rashba. And secondly, he says, look at the Gemara. Amar Rava, Amar Rabbana b'tayma, v'Amar Rabbana b'kfeila. So it sounds like these are two different things. They're two different things, right? Two different cases. So aside from the fact that it didn't mention kfeila by taima, right? It just didn't say kfeila by taima, but then there are two points. Amar Rabbana b'tayma and Amar Rabbana b'kfeila. It sounds like taka kfeila is a totally different case. Right? It sounds like they're two totally different cases. So it sounds like you don't really need the kfeila for taima. So says the Rashbah, he thinks the kfeila is neman even without mesiach lefi tuma. He says, chazak al uman lomora nafshei, and uman is not going to want to ruin his reputation. So therefore, he's not going to lie. Chazak al uman lomora nafshei, he's not going to lie because no one's going to buy from him anymore. No one's going to buy from that chef. So the Rashba says, for a kfeila, you don't even need mesiach lefi tuma. But for a stam goy, since there is no chazaka d'lamar nafshe, he's not an uman, says the Rashba, I still think he's neman, because it's lav dafka kfeila. I just proved to you that kfeila and taima are not the same, they're totally different in yonim, and there was no mention of kfeila by the bava that says b'taima, so it sounds like for tam, we trust people who are non-kfeila. Says the Rashba, I'll trust the Stam Goy as well, but only the Mesiach of Yituma. So that's the Pshara that the Rashba has. He doesn't require Kfeila, and he says that actually, right, he doesn't require Kfeila, but if you don't have a Kfeila, you'll need Mesiach of Yituma. If you do have the Kfeila, you don't need Mesiach of Yituma, since Chazak al-Umad l'mar nafshei. That's the Rashba. And Tosfos is a fourth sheet. The Tosfos on Daf Tzadi Zayin in Divrei Maaseh Samchinan. Tosfos says, Kfeila's Dafka! Kfeila's dafka, chazaka alumad lamar nafshe, he won't be mafsid his umnis, a stam goy is not going to be neman. And says Tosfos, you don't need mesiach lefi tumo, since you're relying on the chazaka of uman lamar nafshe, you don't need mesiach lefi tumo. Adarabba says Tosfos, it's better if he's not mesiach lefi tumo, it's better if you tell him. You say, you know, we're trusting you on this one. So the chazaka applies even more strongly in that case, claims Tosfos. Not only do you not need Mesiach Lefi Tumah, it's better if he's not Mesiach Lefi Tumah. Because then Chazaka Uman Lo Maranafshe will apply even more strongly. These are the four shittas. Rashi holds you need both. You need both Kfeila and Mesiach Lefi Tumah. Rashi and the Rush. The Rambam in Hilchos Machlokes Asura seems to assume you need neither. You don't need the Kfeila, nor do you need Mesiach Lefi Tumah. The Rambam is big Chiddush. The Rashba takes a middle shittah. He says you don't need Kfeila. If you have a Stam Goy, that's also okay, but you'll need Mesiach Lefi Tumah by a Stam Goy. But by a Kfeila, you don't need Mesiach Lefi Tumah. Chazaka, the Uman Lo Mara Nafshe. And Tosfos takes a fourth Shita. Tosfos holds that Chazaka, Uman Lo Mara Nafshe will work to give Nemanis to the Kfeila, but you don't need the Kfeila. A Stam Goy, we're not going to trust at all. But the Uman, since he has the Chazaka, will trust him even without Mesir Levi Tumah. Okay, these are the four Shitas, yes.
Is the Chazaka that the Uman doesn't want to make it look like he's not a good cook?
Yes. Because then if he's not a good cook, people are not going to buy from him. The Beis Yosef concludes that because there are these four Shitas, he tries to be Mitzayef it all together. He says he thinks that by Kfela, we don't need Mesir Levi Tumah, we can rely on the Chazaka. Why? Because first of all, the Rashbah says that by Kfela you don't need Mesiach Levitumo, and the Rambam says that you never need Mesiach Levitumo. So the Beis Yosef is willing to pass like the Rashbah that by Kfela you shouldn't need Mesiach Levitumo, just rely on the Chazaka. And conversely, by Stam Goy, the Beis Yosef says that you can rely on him if he is Mesiach Levitumo. Basically, the Beis Yosef passkins like the Rashbah. But not just that he's passkining like the Rashbah, but he says you got the Rambam anyway. The Rashbah, you can even say the Rashbah with the Rambam, since the Rambam says that you never need Mesiach Levitumo, so at least by Kfela, you shouldn't need Mesiach Levitumo, because the Rashbah and the Rambam can go together there. And by Estam Goy, since the Rambam is willing to concede that Estam Goy is good enough, and the Rashbah says that if you have Mesiach Levitumo, the Estam Goy will be Neman, the Estam Goy should be Neman as long as you have Mesiach Levitumo. That's what the Beis Yosef paskins, that's how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Let's try to analyze some of the Ashitas. Let's try to figure out some of the Svaras. So let's first take Rashi and the Rush. Rashi and the Rush hold that he need both. He need both Kfela and Mesiach Levitumo. So why should that be true? If you have a Kfela, so if you have a Chazak Aluma de Lomar Nafshe, why should he need Mesiach Levitumo? So the Shach in Sivkotten Beis, I think it is, the Shach quotes from his Mechutin. Where is that Shach? The Shach and Simon Sari Ches of Cotton Bezia. He quotes him his Mechutin Rav Gershon. Rav Gershon something. Rav Gershon. He quotes him his Mechutin that maybe the Pshat and Rashi and the Rambam, Rashi and the Rush, excuse me, is that they deny this Chazaka. They don't hold of the Chazaka Aluma de Lamar and Afshe. That's a discussion unto itself. Who holds of the Chazaka, who doesn't hold of the Chazaka, what are the Makaris for the Chazaka, that's beyond the Chabura. But it's something to look into. Does this chazaka work? Many different circumstances where this comes up. Comes up in tshuvas about tuna fish, and in other cases, can we rely on the Uman to tell us that this is the right fish, not the right fish? This is a very important shaila. So part of the shaila is, does this chazaka work? Do we rely on it? What are the limitations of this chazaka? So at least according to Rashi and Rashi, you get the sense that they don't rely on this chazaka in all circumstances. At least the way the Shach is quoting from his Mechutin. Okay, so that's why you need Mesiach Levitumo. But why do you need Kfela? If once you have Mesiach Levitumo, so why shouldn't the Stam Goy be Neman? So he quotes from the Mechutin there that the reason why you need Kfela is not because of the Chazaka. They don't hold on the Chazaka. You need Mesiach Levitumo. It must be because the Kfela is the only one who's Baki B'taimin. You need the Kfela because of his expertise. Not because there'll be a Chazaka Luma de Lomar Nafshi, because they deny that Chazaka. They hold you need Mesiach Levitumo. The reason why you need the Kfela is because without the Kfela, we don't know for sure that the person knows how to be Tom the Tav Shom. That's how the Shach's Mechutin wanted to explain. The Rashba apparently assumes that the Kfela does have Nemonis. He has Nemonis based on the Chazaka. But on the other hand, you don't need Dafka Kfela. The Rashba holds against the Shach's Mechutin that we do trust the Stam person to have expertise in the Tav. We don't need an expert to be toim as a tavshil. So a Stam Goy is also good enough to be toim as a tavshil as long as he has nemanas. Says the Rashbah, if he's Mesiach Levitumo, there is nemanas, so he'll be neman too. So that's the Rashbah's split shita. He holds that the Kfela has nemanas even without Mesiach Levitumo, based on what? Chazaka. But on the other hand, he doesn't require the expertise of the Kfela. He says that Stam Goy is neman, but only if he's Mesiach Levitumo, then he'll have the nemanas. And he has the expertise, because we don't need experts, we don't need mumchim to taste things. That's another important issue. When we're trying to determine whether there is surin involved in something, do we need an expert opinion, or do we look at regular individuals, regular people? Can you identify something? Can you taste something? From this Rashbah, you have a raya that we don't look at the expert. We don't need the experts. Some people are also enough. We trust their intuition as well. But they have to be Mesiach Levitumo if he's a guy. He has to be Mesiach Levitumo in order for him to have Nemanis. Yes?
According to Rashi and the Rush, then how can you rely on the Stam Kohen, assuming that all Jews are Bikin?
No, I think according to Rashi and the Rush, you'd have to say that the case of the Kohen is a Kfela. It would not be a stam kohen. How can he be a baki? I would imagine if you take it to its logical conclusion, I imagine according to Rashi and the Rosh, it's not shnei and yonim, it's not svei dinim like the Rashi wanted to say, but time of the kfeila. Stam of time also needs a kfeila. That's what I would imagine. If not, I don't really see any way out of that. The Taz and the Shach, I'm sorry?
We say that a Stam Goy, if he's Mesiach with Bituma, we grant him a certain degree of expertise.
No. He has expertise. You see, you need two things in this case. You need expertise and you also need Nemonas. So the Stam Goy has Nemonas because he's Mesiach with Bituma, but according to Rashi and the Rosh, he doesn't have expertise, so we're not going to trust him anyway. It's not an issue of trust, he just doesn't know what he's talking about. He thinks there's no taste, but there really is taste or whatever. What you might be asking is, why should the Stam Goy be Neman just because he's Mesiach of Bitumo? Where does that Nemanus come from? Is that what you...
I think he's just talking about it as if he knows. I mean, according to the other Shitas, it's as though the fact he's talking about it shows he has some knowledge of the area.
Mm-hmm. People have a tendency of talking about a lot of things that they know nothing about, unfortunately. So I'm not convinced. The kasha I thought that you were asking is, we know there is a principle of Mesiach with Itumo, but the Gemara in Bava Kama on Daf Kuf Yudalad Amud Beis seems to say that a goy is normally not Neman to Mesiach with Itumo unless it's talking about a Din D'Rabbanan. That's what the Gemara says over there. It's a complicated sugi, you'll figure it out there. But Eidus Isha, Eidus to say that a woman's husband died is an exception to the rule. But normally, we assume that a non-Jew is not Neman to Mesiach with Itumo, unless it's a din d'rabbanan. So what are we talking about? Is this a din d'rabbanan or is this a din d'araisa? So if you hold a tam ke'ikr d'araisa, it should be a din d'araisa. That's why you got to do the sugi of tam ke'ikr before you do the stas and shach, because if not, you can't figure out what's going on. So the ra'ah in the Berak HaBayis on that Rashba claims that you must say that only a kfeila is neman. That Mesiach with Itumo is not working over here. We're not using the principle of Mesiach with Itumo, because if we were using the principle of Mesiach with Itumo, we wouldn't even be able to get to first base. Because in Stam Ke'ikr Daraisa, Mesiach with Itumo is not going to help me, because the guy is not named Mesiach with Itumo by a din Daraisa. Zokta Ra'ah must be that it Kfeila Dafka, and the Kfeila is Neman based on the Chazoka. Kfeila Dafka, and he's not based on the Chazoka, like Tosfos. But the Stam guy is not going to be Neman. Why is the Stam Goy not going to be Neman? I is Mesiach with Itumo. No, this is a din daraisa, tam ke'ikr daraisa. It's a tam ke'ikr daraisa. You can't trust the God Mesiach with Itumo. The problem is, how can we explain the Rashba and the other Shitas and the Rishonim that they do trust the Stam Goy Mesiach with Itumo? So the Taz and Simchat and Beis quotes from the Shulchan Sadeshan that you must hold that the Rashba claims the tam ke'ikr lav daraisa, like Rashi. And that's why the Stam Goy is going to be Neman Mesiach with Itumo. That's the Shulchan Sadeshan's answer. But the Taz is troubled terribly with this answer of the Shemesh Adeshin. He says, but we know that the Beis Yosef quotes from the Rashba, that the Rashba paskins like the Rabbeinu Tam, like Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen, the Tam Kekah Daraisa. So how can the Shemesh Adeshin pull the wool over our eyes and make us think that the Rashba paskins the Tam Kekah Daraisa? It's doch not true. So the Kasha comes back. If the Rashba holds Tam Kekah Daraisa, how can he rely on the Stam Goy, Mesiach Levitumo? Mesiach Levitumo only works by a Goy, by a Dinder Abonim. And besides, even if we don't ask on the Rashba, the Mechaber himself paskins Tam Kekah Daraisa. We know that. We spent a lot of time. Nishbach, remember? The Mechaber and Siv Beis. So it's like a steer from the Mechaber, from one Sif to the next. The first two Sifim and Sim and Sariches are a steer in the Mechaber. In the first Sif, he relies on Timas Kfeila, I should say, even Timas Stam Goy, Mesiach Litumo. And then in Siv Beis, he tells you, or he shows you, even though he doesn't say beferish, but he implies that he's passing the Tam Ke'ikah Daraisa. How could it be? Moreover, everyone holds the Tam Ke'ikah Daraisa by Basa B'Cholav. So what, the din by Basa B'Cholav is going to be different? Sounds like the din is the same. So if everyone holds by Basa B'Cholav the Tam Ke'ikah Daraisa, so how can we rely on a Stam Goy B'Meseach L'Vitumo? And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph is talking about Basa B'Cholav. His case is, if Cholov is Nisaris B'Bosa, you can rely on the guy. That is B'Bosa B'Cholov. So, it doesn't matter what the Mechaber says in Sif Beis. Sif Aleph is a stira Mineu Bey. Pilei Ploy. This is the Kasha of the Taz. So, the Taz gives a Lamdusha answer. The Taz in Sif Cotton Beis there says that he thinks that which the Gemara Bava Kama claims that a guy is not named by a din d'arais of Mesiach Mitumo aside from Eidus Isha, that's only by something that needs Eidus, a din Eidus. Only by a statement that the guy is making that needs a din eidus. But isurim, eidachad is neman be isurim, isurim doesn't require haggadah bebezdin. Says the Taz, isurim doesn't require eidus, it only requires nemanah, so his lashon is hochacha. It only requires some kind of a proof. A proof just means neman, if the person is neman to say something, he's not an eid, he doesn't have a din eidus. Hochach is enough l'gabi yisurim. So hochach is enough l'gabi yisurim, then maybe a guy will be neman if he's meseich l'fitumo. The statement of the Gemara in Bava Kamma that a guy is not neman meseich l'fitumo by a din daraisa, that's where you need eidus. Eidus isha should require eidus, so that's an exception to the rule. But only where you need eidus, that's when the guy is neman meseich l'fitumo by drabonis, but not by daraisas. But by yisurim, the Taz claims you don't need eidus, you only need nemanus, a lower level. So because it's a lower level, then perhaps the guy will be neman the meseich v'tumo, even though it's takat in the rice, even though we'll assume the tam keda the rice. That's the Taz's answer. The Shach in Sukkot and Beis and the Gra in Sukkot and Beis give a different answer. They say this case is different. You know why this case is different? Because it's efshel lemekam ala de milsa. It's efshel lemekam ala de milsa. It's avida legluya. You can be megale what the taste is. You can ask someone else. So because you can ask someone else, the guy's not going to lie. So here, Meseach Levituma will work even by a din daraisa. The Shach and the Gra are willing to say that by Efshel Megam Allah the Milsa, the Stam Goy will be Neman, the Meseach Levituma, even by a din daraisa. The Chiddush. That's the Chiddush of the Shach and the Gra. And that's why this case is different. This is talking about Taimim. The Gemara in Bava Kamma is not talking about Tam, it's talking about something else. Another halacha. But when you're talking about Tam, where someone else can be Taim, you can give it to another Goy. You can have your taste test among 10 non-Jews. So the non-Jew, even though he's not a kfeili, he doesn't have a restaurant, he's not afraid that he'll lose his business, but, you know, people are going to think ill of him if they realize that he was lying. So he's not going to lie in such a case. He's not going to lie in such a case if he knows that people can find out. We're not telling him that we're relying on him. But even though we're not telling him that we're relying on him, nevertheless, he's not going to lie because we could find out. Look, if we ask him and then we taste it, or someone else tastes it and they tell us otherwise, so then he'll also feel like a fool. So even in that case, the Shach and the Gra claim that that by Meseach Lefitumo he'll be Neman even by Yidin Daraisa. Moshe? Not in the same sentence, because if the husband went off to China, how do we know that someone else knows? Right? He could be lost. It's not clear. Okay. How did the Ashkenazim paskin? We said that the Shulchan Aruch paskin is like the Rashba. That by Kfeila, he's Neman even without Meseach Levitumo, and by Estam Goy, he's Neman only Meseach Levitumo. So, interesting. Comes out according to the Shulchan Aruch, we talk a rely on Timas Kfeila, even this Manazeh. I don't know if the Sfaradim do this. Are there any Sfaradim in the Shia? So apparently the Sfaradim do rely on Timas Kfeila. The Ramah says, "Ve'ein nog in achshav lismoch a'ovei kochavim u'misharinon hakol b'samach." The Ramah says the minig in Ashkenaz is not to rely on Timas Kfeila at all. We always use shishim. We always require shishim. We don't rely on Timas Kfeila. Rebbe Kiva Ege there tries to explain why exactly is that true. Lo yodati tam nochon b'zeh. He says, "I'm not really sure what the reason is." So he suggests maybe the Ramah said that the minig is not to rely on Timas Kfeila because we want to be machmir for all the shittas. We want to be machmir for all the... There are four shittas, he said. So the problem is, if you want to be machmir for all the shittas, it's not going to be possible. Why? There are some shittas that claim that you need dafka Kfeila, but you need Meseach Levituma. Others claim that you need Kfeila, and dafka you shouldn't have Meseach Levituma because the chazaka is stronger without Meseach Levituma. That's Tosfos. Right? Rashi in the Rush said you need Kfeila, but you need Meseach Levituma. Tosa said that you need Kfeila and Dafka not Meseach Levituma, so that you'll have the Chazak Alumad Lo Maranafshe. So what are you supposed to do? You want to rely on Timas Kfeila, but should you have Meseach Levituma, should you not have Meseach Levituma? So after Rebbe Kiva Eger, that's why the Ramah claims that the minhag is not to rely on Timas Kfeila at all. So he says, based on what I'm telling you, is this on what we're doing? Or yeah, go ahead. Very good point. Excellent point, yes. That should be true. Rebbe Kiva Eger says the reason why the Ramah doesn't rely on Timas Kfeila is because there's a suffix, you know, had a power. There are different shitas. We want to be machmir for all the shitas. And the problem is, some claim that the kfeila dafka has to be mesechta bitumo, and some claim the kfeila dafka has to not be mesechta bitumo. You need the chazaka. So David is saying, if you have two kfeilas, one is mesechta bitumo, the other one is not mesechta bitumo, you tell him that you're relying on him, so then you have both shita, so that should work. Rabbi Kiva Eger himself says, I'll give you another nafkamina. Let's say you're talking about an issa d'rabbanan. By an issa d'rabbanan, we know that you can rely on mesechta bitumo. You can rely on a good mesechta bitumo. So in that case, he also should be nam. We should be able to rely on timas kfeila then. The whole reason why we have to be machmir for that shita that assumes that timas kfeila only works with the chazaka, that's because perhaps we would claim that meseach l'vitumo is not enough. Maybe that's also part of the cheshbon. That maybe meseach l'vitumo is not going to be enough. This is a din daraisa. Maybe you should need the chazaka. But b'dirabon and everyone holds that meseach l'vitumo is sufficient. You shouldn't need the kfeila at all. The Rashba will say that Stam Goy is Neman, even by a Daraisa, but Meseach Levitumo. But by a Darabon, and everyone will say Meseach Levitumo works. That's Docha Gemara and Bava Kama. There's no Shaila. Meaning, part of the whole issue, part of the whole discussion of the Rishonim, the unique Kfeila, not Kfeila, is not just the text of the Gemara. Should we be Medayim from the Lashon of the Gemara that Kfeila is Dafka? But part of what's moving this whole discussion is Meseach Levitumo shouldn't work in this context. So some claim Taka it doesn't work. Tosa says there's nothing to talk about with Meseach Levitumo. You dafka need a chazaka. But by a derabbanan, everyone knows that Meseach Levitumo should work. So the whole reason why normally the Rama is machmir to assume that Timas Kfeila doesn't work because you want to be machmir for all the shitas, that might be by Tam Keka Daraisa. But if the Isser is only an Isser derabbanan, Rebbe Kiva Eger wants to say that everyone said that Timas Kfeila would work. And a third issue that might hinge on this question, on this Yisod, is how about Timas Yisrael? Does Timas Yisrael work Bizman Hazeh? Now, we don't have Truma Bizman Hazeh, but there are cases in which Timas Yisrael might be relevant. And that is, let's say you want to find out whether there's a blia of basar in this radish. Let's say you use the knife to cut a radish, and you want to see, is there a blia of basar in the radish? Can I use the radish in cooking something milchik? Basar b'chalav. Basar b'chalav is a case of heter. As long as you don't have basar b'chalav there, you have basar or chalav, you can use the Yisrael to be toim as a tavshil. So can we do that? Can we rely on timas kfeila, timas Yisrael, b'zman hazeh, the heter? So that's the machlokas, the shach and the levush. The shach and sivkot and hay. The shach says that the fact that the Ramah writes that ain't nogin lismach al timas akum, that means on timas akum, but timas Yisrael can work, why not? So in the case of tasting basar or chalav, like in the tznon shechotcha b'sakin shel basar, the shach says it's good. Against the ateraza, against the levush, yes.
Isn't the shach holik on himself? Basar chalav instead of that.
Why don't you show me that later? That's if he's holik, I'd be very interested in seeing that. I'm looking at the shach of the hin tzadi ches, but I'd be curious to see if the shach contradicts himself. So he paskins that we do rely on timas Yisrael. But he quotes the Levush, who says, no, we don't rely on Timas Akum, on Timas Kfeila. Bein Timas Akum, et Timas Yisrael. So what's Machlokes Shach and Levush? So I thought maybe it's related to this. If you take Rabbi Kiva Eger's pshat, that the reason why the Ramah is machmer to not rely on Timas Kfeila is because you want to be choshish for all the shittas. So that'll apply to Timas Akum, because an Akum normally should not be Neman, unless he's Meseach Levitumo. And there's this problem that Meseach Levitumo could only be Neman by the Rabbanan, so maybe we should be choshish for those shitas that assume that the kfeil, that you need the Afka Kfeil and you need the Chazaka. But Timas Yisrael, Eidecho Neman B'Yisurin. Every Yisrael should be Neman to be towing the Isser, even by a Daraisa. So everyone should agree to that. You shouldn't need a Timas Kfeil. If the Yisrael says that there's no Tam, you should be able to trust that Yisrael. The Prima Gadim explains the Chumrah of the Ramah differently. The Prima Gadim says maybe the Ramah was machmer to assume that we don't rely on Timas Kfeila because he's machmer for Shitas Rashi. Not that he wants to be choshish for all the Shitas about Timas Kfeila itself, meaning about whether Kfeila requires Meseach Levitumo, Chazak, etc., what the Nemonis of the Kfeila is. Maybe he's machmer for the old Shitas Rashi. The Rashi who holds Timas Kfeila is only a Chumrah. First sheet of Rashi that we began with. The Prima Gadim says maybe the Ramah claims Uzman Hazeh we're not make of a Timas Kfeila because maybe Rashi's right that you can't rely on Timas Kfeila. It's not a kula, it's a chumrah. So the Prima Gadim says if that's the case, it should apply Bain to Timas Akum, Bain Timas Yisrael. If you assume Timas Kfeila is a Chumra, then we can never rely on Timas Kfeila. Right? Timas Kfeila is a Chumra, meaning even if I have Shishim, I still need Timas Kfeila. But if I don't have Shishim, Avada Timas Kfeila is not going to help me, according to the original Rashi we quoted. Forget about whether the Kfeila is Nemo based on Chazako or Mesiach Levituma. Forget that. That's irrelevant to this discussion. The Prima Gadim claims that the Ramah is Machmer not like Rabbi Akiva Eger, because he's Machmer for all the Chumras, all the different Shitas in the Nemonus of the Kfeila. But rather because he wants to be Machmer for the original Shitas Rashi, that Timas Kfeila is a Chumra, not a Kula. If Timas Kfeila is a Chumra, so it doesn't matter whether the Kfeila is a Yisrael or a Goy. We can't rely on Timas Kfeila. There's nothing to talk about. So that might be the basis of the Chumra of the Levush. And even though Eidecha Nema Bisurin, what the Prima Gadol might say is that we can't rely on Timas Kfeila. We can't rely on Timas Kfeila because just because a person tastes something, they might not know exactly what's there. They might not taste the Issa, but it might really be there if it's less than Shishin. So maybe Bitaka can't rely on Timas Kfeila, whether he's Yisrael, whether he's an Achim. Yes. Well, what you're basically saying is the same idea that the Prima Gadim writes, that the Ramah is going based on Rashi. Since we explained the Rashi based on the Rav, it turns out that the Ramah is Moshi Tassel and Sid Beis. Right? It happens to be that the two Ramahs are going to go together nicely. Not the way that I explained it. You took it one step further, and you just explained it with the fancy lumbus, right? But even if you don't go there, you can still explain the Pshita of the Levush based on this Prima Gadim. Right, but that's a good ha'ar, right? The two Ramahs will work together very, very nicely. You don't have to put them together. Rashi extends the Rav a little bit further. You don't have to necessarily say that if Azlina Basar Shema, if you go with the Rav to explain Azlina Basar Shema, you also have to hold Shitas Rashi. You don't have to do that. But it does go together very nicely. Yes. A lot of hands. Yes.
Would that mean that, according to the way the Prima Gadim is understanding the Ramah, that one should have to be cautious that even when you have shishim, you should find the kfeila?
No, I don't think we have to be machmer that much, but we'll at least require shishim to be machmer for shitas Rashi. Once you have shishim, it's fine. The lashon of the Ramah clearly is that as long as you have shishim, you're fine.
And so you understand Rashi for only one part of the chumrah.
Right, he's machmer for Rashi in that. There's enough to be makel for if you have shishim. So I think he's just machmer to assume. Let's not rely on timas kfeila because who knows if they really know what they're talking about. They might think they're not tasting something, but there really is time there. I'll pidin, so maybe we should be machmir. Yeah.
Is there any room for a piyaved for a Ramah where he said he something didn't rely on kfeila, and he said there's no time, so would that be a piyaved case, or he doesn't like?
Why is that piyaved?
Being,
right? It's still a chavchila if they haven't eaten anything yet, and if it's piyaved, so it's it's piyaved in terms of tshuva. What's he going to rely on? You know, it's hard to do tshuva misafik, right? If a person doesn't know, no, that's half of the hardest. Biyodim uvelo yodim, right? If a person doesn't know, you have to do tshuva on that also. I don't know. I could have to say, that's a shayla in hilchos tshuva. This is the time to talk about hilchos tshuva, but that's not what we're here to talk about. It's a good question. I'm not sure. I think the Ramah is just machmer ledina that you shouldn't rely on the kfeila, but if you relied on the kfeila. It's hard to know. It's really hard to know. There are some shitas that claim that you could that you're fine. So I'm not really sure if you have to do shuba. Okay. Okay. The Taz makes one final comment. The Taz in Sivkot and Beis is medayik from the whole sugya, the whole sif. Taz says, you see from the fact that we're giving the kfeila, the tarovas, to taste, that the Yisrael is not allowed to taste it. Seems like it's also for the Yisrael to taste it. Why should it be usher for the Yisrael to taste? The Taz quotes from the Drisha that you see from this that it's usher for a Yisrael to taste, even on the tongue, to put something on the tongue that might be a suffix isser to make sure that it's not usher. The case that the Drisha is talking about is let's say he doesn't know if the basar was salted, if the meat in front of him is salted. Can he put the meat on his tongue to taste, to see if it's salty, to know that it was salted, that the isser dam has been removed? So the Taz quotes the Drisha, who says he can't. from this whole sugi, you see that the Yisrael is not allowed to taste an object to see if it has Isser in it. It's a Sofik Isser, but he's not allowed to taste it to see whether it has Isser in it. And the Taz asked, it seems very difficult because the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Treifos and Simen Mem Beis, if Gimel, Shulchan Aruch says that one is allowed to taste the liver, a Kaved, to see if it has a Mara, if it has a gallbladder in it. Now what does that mean? The gallbladder normally is not in the liver. But sometimes the gallbladder, it can get sucked into the liver, it can get dissolved into the liver, and if the animal doesn't have a gallbladder, it's a trefa. But if it has a gallbladder, even if it got sucked into the liver, it's not a trefa. So if you taste the liver after the animal dies, you'll be able to figure out based on whether it's bitter or not. Mara, the gallbladder is called the mara because it's bitter. So if the liver is more bitter than the liver typically is, liver normally I don't think is bitter at all. But if it has the bitterness of a gallbladder, so then you know that the mara is there and the animal is kosher. It's not nevela. So says the Taz, the fact that the Shulchan Aruch claims that you're allowed to taste the kaveh to see if it has the mara in it to make sure that the animal is not a trefa, doesn't that show you that that Yisrael is allowed to taste the suffix Yisr to determine whether it actually is Yisr or not? So the truth is, you could answer for the Drisha based on the Shach. The Shach there in Sukkot and Dalet claims that that's a special case because there, rove animals do have a mara, rove animals do have a gallbladder. It's a milsa de lo shlicha that the animal doesn't have a gallbladder. So, Ashlina Basaruba, we can rely on rove. We have a rove to help us. It's not just a suffix Yisr, it's a suffix Yisr with the rove. So we can rely on the rove to allow the Yisrael to taste the item. It's not a regular suffix Yisr. But if you don't have the rove, maybe Taka, the Drisha is right. In our case, where there is no rove, you don't know whether there's an Isser, whether there's Tam Isser in the Tarovus or not. So maybe in this case, Taka, the Drisha is right, that the Yisrael can't be toying the suffix Yisr. But the Taz disagrees. The Taz claims that from that Shulchan Aruch and Simen Membeis, you see that the Yisrael is allowed to be toying. So what's our sugya talking about? Why do you have to give the taroas to the kvela to taste it? Just give it to a Yisrael. Yisrael himself can taste it to see if it has Yisr in it. So the Taz says, obviously, we must be talking about a situation where the only way that you can get an accurate reading, an accurate test of the taste of this item is by swallowing. You have to eat it. You can't get a full taste experience by putting it on your tongue. And because you can't get a full taste experience by putting it on your tongue, you need the guy, because obviously swallowing it is going to be an Isser D'oraisa. It's a suffix Isser D'oraisa. If you swallow the Isser, it'll be an Isser D'oraisa. So that's why in this case you need Timas Akum. That's the Yesod of the Taz. That this case must be talking about a situation in which you have to swallow the item in order to taste it appropriately. But, the Taz would say, if we're talking about a case in which you don't have to swallow it to taste it appropriately, the Taz of the Yisrael can taste it himself. He doesn't need the guy. Now, I don't know which cases, you know, that includes. When do you need to swallow, when do you not need to swallow, but I guess experts could tell us, or experience could tell us, that there might be some situations in which it's enough to put it on the tongue, and that would actually be enough, right? Let's say the case of basar maluach, the case that the Taz is talking about. Can you put the basar on the tongue? Can you taste the meat in order to determine whether it's salted or not? The Taz would say that's perfectly mutter, because you can taste the saltiness on the tongue. There's no need to swallow the piece of meat. So the Taz would disagree with the Drisha about his very case, basar, a suffix basar maluach. The Drisha claims that a person, that Yisrael, would not be able to taste the meat in order to determine whether it's salted, because the Drisha claims that Yisrael is not allowed to taste the suffix Isser, but the Taz says, no, he can taste the suffix Isser, he just can't swallow it. In our case, he has to swallow it to get a good sense of what the taste is. So that's why you need Timas Kfeil over here, Timas Kfeil Akum. But in the case of tasting the Basar Maluach, the Taz would say, it's Mutter, it's a suffix Isser, and Te'ima Beloshon, as the Taz calls it, Te'ima on the tongue is Mutter, so therefore he would say that you'd be allowed to taste that Basar to determine whether it's Maluach or not. The Prima Godim offers a different pshat in the sugya. He thinks that maybe the case is not where you actually have to swallow it. Maybe it's enough to be toi mupolet. The Prima Godim says he also agrees with the Taz that there's a certain kind of te'ima that's mutter and a certain kind of te'ima that's going to be usr. The Taz wanted to say, Minat Torah, you're not allowed to be toi as a tavshil if you swallow it. But if you taste it on the tongue, presumably, according to the Taz, even if you're toi mupolet, not just licking it, but if you taste it on the tongue and you put it in the mouth, you know, like the wine tasters, you sort of swish it around, what do they call that? The wine connoisseurs, they're not swallowing it. If they'd swallow all that wine that they're testing, they become drunk. But But they're swishing it around in the mouth. That's toim upolik. So the Taz would say, even if you're toim upolik, minatar, that's mutter. Maybe midirabonan, that's also because of exera that you might be boleav, but minatar, it's mutter. So the Taz says, by selfik yisa, that's okay. So that's why te'ima beloshin is okay, according to the Taz. Zok the prima godim, no. The prima godim thinks that minatar, it's also to be toim upolik. If you're toim as a iser, even if you're polik, if it turns out to be iser, that's an iser daraisa. Te'ima beloshin, just licking, is going to be mutter. But toim upolit, according to the prima godim, is going to be an issa deraisa. It turns out that you tasted issa. So the prima godim says, you don't have to be so extreme and say like the Taz that the case here is that you have to swallow in order to get a good sense of the taste. Even if you don't have to swallow, you still need the guy. Because since even toim upolit, according to the prima godim, would be an issa deraisa, that's why you need the guy to take you out of that issa deraisa, out of the suffix issa deraisa. But the prima godim is willing to concede that te'ima belashon, literally te'ima belashon, licking, that would be mutter. Maybe that's an issa d'rabbanan by safek isser. But if it's only a safek isser, sveka d'rabbanan l'kula will tell us that we can go l'kula and we could do the taste test. So the machlokas, the prima godim and the Taz, seems to be, where's the issa d'raisa, where's the issa d'rabbanan? The Taz says the issa d'raisa is only if you swallow. But anything less than that, whether it's licking or even toim upolik, that's only going to be midrabbanan. So by safek isser, that's mutter. The prima godim says no, it's even an issa d'raisa if you're toim upolik. Licking might be an issa d'rabbanan. So by safek isser, that'll be mutter. But toim upolik is going to be an issa d'raisa. So therefore, by safek isser, we're going to be machmir. That's why you need the guy. The prima godim makes reference to a tshuvas rivosh. The rivosh seems to say like the Taz initially that this case is a situation which you have to swallow. But the Rivash, if you look carefully, he rejects that approach. His final approach is that he assumes that the case is where you only have to be toim upolit. And nevertheless, he assumes that you need the Tima Sakam. He says, toim upolit, the Rivash holds, is only going to be an Issa D'Rabbanan. Right? He says explicitly, the only Issa D'Raisa is if you're Bolea. Toim upolit is only going to be Midrabbanan. But the Rivash in the very end rejects the notion that our case of Timias Kfela must be talking about a situation in which you have to swallow. He says, no, it's really only talking about a situation in which you can be toim upolik. And nevertheless, he says that you need Timias Kfela, you need Timias Akum. That's Pilei Ploi. Both the Prima Godim and the Taz we can understand, because they only argue where the Issa D'Raisa and the Issa D'Rabbanan are. The Taz claims that the Issa D'Raisa would exist if you swallow. But anything less than that is a suffix issa d'rabbanan. So that's why you need the timas kfeila. It must be a situation in which you have to swallow in order to get a good sense of the taste. The prima godim says that the issa d'raisa would exist even by toim upolik. So our case could be talking about a situation where toim upolik is enough. It might be enough to ascertain the taste, but it's a suffix issa d'raisa. That's why you need the guy. But the rivash learns a mishmash. He learns a mixed pshat. On the one hand, he says that the only issa d'araisa is going to be incurred if you swallow issa. If you're only toim upolit issa, that's only going to be midrabbana. And yet he says this case could still be talking about a situation in which you only need toim upolit. And even though you only need toim upolit, you need a guy. Why? Why should I need a guy? The Yisrael should be able to be toim himself. So I'm not sure what the answer is, but I thought maybe what the Rivash has in mind is that there's an old machlokas rishonim whether we can rely lechatchila on sveka d'rabbanan lekula. Do we rely on this principle of sveka d'rabbanan lekula only b'dieved in an ex post facto situation? I did something and I want to know, was I yotze the mitzvah? Do I have to do the mitzvah again? Safek hispalo, let's say, right? Safek kara kriya shema, that's a sveka d'araisa lechuma, so you don't have to repeat kriya shema. But safek hispalo, the Gemara Brachis on daf chavalos, is it? And the Chafala, the Gemara Bracha says that you don't have to be mispalel again because it's a sveged rabbanan. But that's a sveged rabbanan b'di'eved. You don't know. You may have davened, you may not have davened. So that's a b'di'eved situation. L'chatchila, prospectively, some Rishonim hold that you're not supposed to rely on sveged rabbanan l'kula. So maybe what the Rivash is telling us, what he has in mind, is that even if toim upolit is only an issa d'rabbanan, I still need the guy over here. But it's only a suffolk issa and sveged rabbanan l'kula. Maybe the Rivash is of the opinion, you got to check in the other tshuvas, you got to finish his tshuvas sefer, and then you'll figure it out. Maybe the Rivash is of the opinion that you don't rely on sveged rabbanan l'kula l'chatchila. So since this is a l'chatchila type of situation, he doesn't want to rely on sveged rabbanan l'kula, and that's why he says that you bedafka need the guy to taste the tavshin.